Yeah. What about the types of things you might carry stuff in? For example, what would you carry? What sort of container would you slop? Would you feed the pigs with? What'd you call that?
I don't think those containers had any distinctive name. They were still buckets and tubs.
Yeah.
And we did have gourds. A lot of people grew gourds. And they dried, sliced off the top, and you had a natural cup. My wife's been scouting all around trying to find some. She wants a lot of them hung up for bird nests.
Yeah.
And she tried to draw them, and we can't get them to grow, but they do grow up and
yeah,
up in space.
Now, what would you fry eggs in? Maybe your mother had one of those. Used to cook over the fire, if you ever used to cook over the fire, it had one of those three prong.
Yeah, you mentioned those things. They had a cooking utensil that could be used for most anything, frying, boiling, or baking. Three legs on it,
yeah.
Made of cast iron, and a top cover. Usually it would be, well, it always had to be in the fireplace, so you'd build a little fire underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
That was back before our uses. I don't remember those things.
Do you remember what they called them?
No, we don't.
Okay. Do you call them skillets now? Or?
That's right. I still use the word skillet. Okay. The frying pan. We say frying pan, I think. Correctly, it should be advertising called fry pans. But a skillet was necessary and a standard cooking utensil with a stove.
Okay.
Cooking stoves came in, you know, as far as I can remember, they were wood fired. Small one would have two eyes, medium size would have four, and the big ones that we had to have had six. What I mean by eye, that was a cover over the flame. Fired by wood, and later years it was coal. But then they had a stack, smoke stack, in the back.
Yeah,
it was called smoke stack. And on each side was a heating, warming cart. You could put bread or biscuits, anything cooked, and it would keep warm in there because the smoke and heat going up through the stack heated those places. And on the end, well-equipped stove, the fire ran over the top, from the flame here over the top, and around a little tank, and then up the chimney, and that heated your water.
What did you call that ran from the stove to the chimney?
Well, that was the, I don't know what that name, I don't remember.
You know what the flue was?
Well, the flue covered a whole lot. That was name also for the stack, the stove pipe that ran from the stove up to the ceiling and then out. So that was really the flue, I think. It was a part of the ceiling, the outside. Safety precaution, people would have the stove pipes run up and then right out to a stack, a brick stack. But those things would set your house afire. And they did too. I know we had back first house my wife and I bought back in 1936 had a single roof. We were burning coal even then. And that damn house would always catch fire.
Now you used to maybe put what would you put stuff in, you know, different types of flora that you might get from the yard, you'd put them, come and bring them in, where would you set them? What would you put them in? You'd have water in it too.
You need a container to hold water?
Yeah.
Well, further back they had wooden tubs. That was the only thing they had. There must have been factories that made those things. They were bulky, made of cypress or poplar.